Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, in the public gallery, fellow councillors and officers, and welcome to this call-over meeting, which precedes the planning meeting. The call-over meeting will deal with a number of technical matters which the committee need to be updated on before the main meeting, and members of the planning committee should not discuss the planning merits of an application during this call-over meeting. Before we start this evening's proceedings, I need to run through some housekeeping matters. Emergency procedure: on hearing the fire alarm signal, evacuate the building immediately by the nearest safe exit route and go directly to the fire assembly point, which is at the front of the council offices on the green. And please do not use the lift, and all four of these exits are emergency exits. Mobile technology can interfere with the PA system and induction loop systems and distracts other people at the meeting, so please could you either switch off your mobile or put it on silent. For councillors, as a declaration of gifts and hospitality statement, members are now required to declare at your earliest opportunity any gifts and or hospitality which may have been extended to you, not just that you've accepted, but any you've been offered. You're reminded that it's necessary to record all such offers, whether accepted or declined, in the gifts and hospitality book, which will be made available for your convenience at each council and committee meeting. The book, along with a copy of the policy, is to be found on the table immediately outside the chamber where you would have signed in this evening. Thank you. Right, to my left is Esme Spinks, our Planning Development Manager, who will provide professional advice and guidance to the Committee on Planning Matters and will deal with any technical planning questions that might be raised. Mrs. Spinks, could you give us an update on any additional information received since the agenda has been published?
I can indeed. Thank you, Chairman. We have updates on the first two items. The first item relates to 19/01/02/OUT, which is the Bugle Nursery site on Upper Halliford Road. There are a few committee report updates. We have received a letter from the agent responding to the officer's committee report. The letter clarifies some points about the scale, building on, and public open space for the development. And they've also requested that the parameters plan relating to proposed building heights is withdrawn from the application. Reference is also made to the council's recently published stage 2 Greenbelt assessment, the proposed emerging local plan and the local plan preferred options rejected site analysis. Although this is not considered relevant for the current application. The letter also refers to the applicant's considerations put forward in favour of their development and their case towards very special circumstances, which are already covered in the report. And we've also received an additional petition staff support card has been received. On the second item, which relates to 16/00547 FUL, this is the Grange in 33 Rookery Road. We have a further recommended condition at the request of the tree officer, which is listed in the updates in full, and we also have a further additional condition at the request of the Environment Agency related to the Finnish flood levels. There's also a correction in the report in the way that Burgess Way has been spelt on a few pages as outlined in the summary. Apologies for that, and thank you, Chairman. That's the end of the updates.
Okay, thank you for that. And can you give us an update on which items will have public speaking tonight?
Thank you, Chairman. We have public speaking on all the items tonight. The first item, the Bugle Nurseries, we have two speakers speaking in favour of approving the application, so against the officer recommendation. We have James Good, who will be speaking for 2 minutes, and we have Surrey County Councillor Tim Evans, who will be speaking for 1 minute. On the second item relating to the Grange, 33 Rookery Road, we have Patricia Carrick Allen, who's speaking against the application. And on the last item, Forum House, 14 Thames Street in Staines upon Thames, we have Geoffrey Nicholson speaking against the application and Kay Collins speaking for the proposal. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, thank you. And to my far right is Michael Picardo, our committee manager, who will be recording the minutes of tonight's meeting. Mr. Picardo, would you please advise the committee as to the ward councillors, if any, who have registered to speak this evening?
Thank you, Chairman. Tonight we have no ward councillors who have registered to speak. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. And before I declare the call over meeting closed, I think when we do the public speaking with yourself, Councillor Evans, that if the the public speaker before you speaks for 2 minutes there, and then if you carry on for there from there, rather than having to
speak from here.
Yes, right. Rather than having to go and hang around behind. Councillor Barnard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could I raise a point of order? Why is it that the applicant and the Surrey County Councillor have not got the usual 3 minutes that is normally allowed for applications?
Well, they have. They just split it between themselves. It's 2 minutes to one and 1 minute for the other. I allowed 3 minutes for people speaking for, 3 minutes for people speaking against. And they've split it, the 2 minutes for one of them and one for the other. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I can't quite understand that, because if the applicant is allowed 3 minutes, in every planning meeting that I've come to, the applicant has 3 minutes, and anybody else, like a ward member or member of the public, has 3 minutes. So how can we divide 3 minutes into 2 minutes and 1 minute?
Because it's not the applicant, it's the person speaking for that gets the first call. It's the first person to register. And if they wish to split their time with someone else, then they can. But it's 3 minutes for one speaker and 3 minutes for the next one. And it's happened several times before.
It's never happened when I've been on this committee, Chairman.
Well, it's happened when I've been on.
Mr. Chairman, I've been on this planning committee 4 years plus, and it's never happened before.
Well, I've been on the planning committee since 1994, and it has happened. But anyhow, as chairman, it's my decision, and that is the way it is. It's 3 minutes for and 3 minutes against, and the applicant has agreed to, as they register first, to share their 3 minutes with Councillor, the County Councillor Evans. So. Right, so we move on. Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting. This meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the Council's public website. Please ensure that you switch on your microphone and turn it off again afterwards, and please speak clearly into the microphone. And I'd like to introduce the staff and councillors who will be involved in the committee meeting tonight. You've already been introduced to Esme Spinks, Planning Development Manager, and to my far right, to my far left, is Paul Thompson, Principal Planning Officer, who will present on item four and address any technical queries. On the left outer horseshoe is Kelly Walker, Senior Planning Officer, who will present the plans for items five and six and answer any technical questions. And to Mrs. Walker's left is Canel Dolipsky, our trainee solicitor, who shall observe tonight's proceedings for training purposes. To my right is Caroline Forster, our planning litigation solicitor, who will provide professional advice and guidance to the Committee on Legal Matters. And to my far right is Michael Pegado, who's already been introduced to you. On the right outer horseshoe, we have County Councillor Tim Evans, who's registered to speak as a member of the public on item four, and he's been allowed to by the developer to share his time. In the inner horseshoe and lower dais in front of me are the members of the Planning Committee, who will be able to take part in the debate on the applications and to vote, unless otherwise noted by way of a disclosure of interest. So would each councillor please introduce themselves, giving your name and ward, starting with Councillor Harvey. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, that's this recording.
Councillor Harvey, Sunbury East Ward.
Councillor Barnard, Shepherd and Town.
Councillor Michael Roy, Stanmore North.
Rose Chandler, Ashford East.
Councillor Spore, Sunbury Common.
Councillor Tom Lagden, Staines.
Councillor Nichols, Halliford and Sunbury West.
Sandra Dunn, Halliford and Sunbury West.
Councillor Robin Sider, Shepherd and Town.
Fiona Seaver, Staines Ward.
Michelle Gibson, Riverside and Layla.
Councillor Butter, Ashford North and Stanville South.
Councillor Brower, Ashford North, Stanville South.
And then Councillor Richard Smith Ainsley, Langham and Shepperton Green. Where public speaking is allowed, it's limited to 3 minutes for the person speaking for and 3 minutes for the objector. And I'll call you up when it's your turn. You'll be reminded when you have 30 seconds left, and in the interest of equality, you will not be allowed to extend beyond this period. All right, turning to the main agenda, item one, apologies. Do we have any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chairman. This evening we received apologies from Councillor Vincent.
Okay. Do we have any other apologies? I don't think so. Thank you. So is it now wish of the committee I sign as a true record the minutes of the meeting held on the 16th of October 2019? Okay. Thank you. Right, item three, disclosures of interest. Can members of the committee please indicate any disclosures of interest they have on any item on the agenda, starting with Councillor Harvey?
Regarding application 1901022, I've made a site visit and met with the applicant and made no comment. I've also received a couple of emails from the applicant of this scheme.
Councillor Barnard.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I've received a number of publications from the applicant. I have also been to the site and met the applicant with other councillors. I've also had a pre-presentation from the officers on Monday evening, and I've made no comment. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor McElroy?
No interest, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Chandler?
I have been to the site, met applicant, and received correspondence as well. No comments.
Okay, Councillor Spohr?
Thank you. Mail from the applicant and site visited. Thank you.
So, and presumably make no comments to them. In Councillor Spohr, you presumably make no comment to them on your...
No.
Thank you. Councillor Lagden?
No interest.
Thank you. And Councillor Nicholls?
Item four, site visit, met with the applicant and received emails and others. No correspondence on the other item.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn?
Item four, I've received correspondence, I've met the applicant, and I've also been to site and made no comment.
Thank you. Councillor Sider?
Thank you, Chairman. I've received correspondence, I've attended a site visit. I also attended a meeting on Monday evening in this council for presentation on this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Seaver?
I've received a number of emails, I made no comment and have kept an open mind.
Thank you, Councillor Gibson.
I've received correspondence on item four and I've made no comment. Thank you.
Councillor Buttar.
Item four, received correspondent emails, I made no comments.
Thank you, Councillor Brough.
Item four, I've received correspondence via email from the applicant, no comments.
Thank you. And I've received correspondence on item four and made no comment. And just to clarify for everyone, I'll declare on behalf of everyone the fact there was a briefing meeting on this, on the item four, but members made no comment at that. It's an officer briefing.